This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. South Carolina has just sweetened the pot as it tries to win a bigger share of Boeing's aircraft building operations. The state will sell $85 million in bonds, in part to pay for land for the aerospace giant. As Jim Burris reports, it's about South Carolina wanting to pull the business of building the new 777X away from the Seattle area.
So do Texas, Alabama, California, Kansas. 15 sites are courting Boeing. Many are pitching a brand new factory and workforce to build the brand new plane. Not smart, says aviation analyst Richard Abulafia.
If there's one absolute no-no in this project, it's a completely greenfield facility.
Boeing learned that lesson after choosing South Carolina to build the troubled 787. Those kinks are mostly worked out, and compared to Washington, South Carolina offers looser regulation, lower wages, and no union. But aviation consultant Scott Hamilton says Seattle's highly skilled workforce and the state's generous incentives give it an edge.
It's the best business choice. I don't know how likely it is given the antipathy that Jim McNerney has for the union.
The Boeing CEO wasted no time reaching out to other states after the Machinists Union recently voted down Boeing's contract offer, which would have guaranteed the 777X stay in Washington. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.